Bamidbar chapter 4. This chapter includes two parts, both of which are sort of duplicates of previous parts, but adding some details, and it really needs to be understood why there's so many details and so many times, but as we discussed, there's something going on in all of this. We should be able to imagine it and to see it in detail. So the first part is, as we discussed earlier, this Pikudim and this Yesresh, and this chapter has both of them. In some sense, we already had both of them before once, so we have to understand why it's divided so many times. But we have the Pikudei, first in the Siyasresh B'nai Levi, as it says, Nos Siyasresh B'nai Levi, and each one, it doesn't say B'nai Levi, it says for each family, Kahas. So, Kahas, Gershon and Meruri, in that order, different than the order before, it gives us their jobs, and it describes in detail how exactly it will go, they will do it, how exactly the order of them carrying the Mishkan as it's taken out of its place every time. It describes that exactly. So that's the story of the Nesias Raj. And then it gives again an account, or maybe a slightly more detailed account, of the Pekudei HaLevi. So the accounts of the Levim, all of them in detail and in total. So we start with a mitzvah and a command. Each one has a mitzvah, and then it says that it's done. It says Hashem tells Moshe and Aharon. So another thing that we should keep in mind, why sometimes it's Moshe only, why sometimes Moshe and Aharon. All the Pekudim must say explicitly that they're Moshe and Aharon. For the previous things, the taking the Levim instead of the Bechorim, things like that, is only Moshe. So that's, again, the Pekudim seems to be the main thing over here, but then the things which are, that's Moshe and Aharon, the things that are like separate stories that are somewhat combined in it are only Moshe. So, back to where I am. So, Hashem commands Moshe to be Noises Roish, in other words, to command them, to give them their positions, to appoint them, I think is the best translation, of B'nai Kohath, specifically out of the children of Levi, to their families, Levi Soves, as we said, families and Levi Soves are somewhat levels of, each one has different families within them. And here we get an age. So the Pikudim, this is a big difference. The Pikudim count the Levi and the extension for the Bechorim is from them when they're a month. But now we're going to the Nesias Rosh, which is giving them, appointing them to the specific positions, specific jobs, and that is done only ben Shloshim Shana v'ad ben Chamishim Shana, from 30 to 50, so even less, even more limited than the Yotzetzov Meisrael from 20 and without any age limit above. And this is very limited from 30 to 50, so that's apparently considered the prime years of a person's life. It's between 30 and 50. That's when he's going to bula tzova, to come to the army, or maybe tzova doesn't literally mean army, because obviously he's not doing an army, it's sort of like an organization of doing something for the melacha of the Ohel Moed. Then it gives the avodah b'nei kas, zois avodas b'nei kas b'Ohel Moed, as I said, kodesh ha-kodeshim. Earlier we didn't have this definition, we just gave the names, the things that they're doing, but now we know the kas is doing the kodesh ha-kodeshim. And it describes how this will be done. So first, Aharon, now the kas can't touch, as we say, we'll see explicitly after this part, kas cannot touch directly this kodesh ha-kodeshim, they're very holy, and part of this whole story here is protecting the sanctity, the kedusha of the kelim and the mishkan. Not anyone could come and touch them, there's a whole process. There's the levels of hierarchy, like Hagbola, right? Ramban says all of this is the Hagbola of the Mishkan, analogous to the Hagbola of the Har Sinai that we had in the story of Har Sinai. So, first, Aharon and his children, the Kehanim, will come as the Machna is traveling. When they're announced that the Machna is traveling, we'll see that in Balayisra how that was announced. And they will take down the Parochas and cover the Oren with the Parochas. Then on top of that, they will cover another cover of Ur Tachash, and on top of that, another cover of Tcheles. And then they will put the Badim, although maybe the Badim are supposed to be there all the time, so we have to understand. Or maybe this is talking about another kind of Badim that we're carrying the Odin with, some kind of a cover, or fabric cover, or like maybe like a bag or something like that. So each of these, so in other words, when the Mishkan is in its place, it's all covered by the Parochas and the Musach from outside. Now when it's traveling, where they're taking out the vessels from the Mishkan, so they still need to be covered. So they get a special new covering for the times of travel, and this is like a specific special covering. The same thing, the Shulchan, they put a Tcheles on it, and on that they put all the vessels that belong, all the utensils that belong to the Shulchan, the Kodesh, the Kapes, the Menachos, the Ksos HaNosach, and the bread. And then on top of that they put a Begat Tilas Shoni, and then another cover of Tachash, and again Sumias Badav. So that's how the Shulchan is sort of packed up. But I think this whole packing up has a, like I said, a ritual aspect, has a Kedusha aspect, in the sense that it's protecting it, protecting its Kedusha. And then the same thing, they take another Begat Chayles and cover the menorah, its lamps, all of its utensils, the melkechaim, the machtos, all the tools of the utensils of its oil, and they put it all into a Ur Tachash, v'nasnu ala moit. So here we see the menorah didn't have badim, it had some kind of moit in which with it was carried along with this fabric thing. Same thing with Be'ech Azov, they cover with a Begat Chayles and Mechzer Tachash and put the badim. And then they take all the keli hamizbech and put it on top and put it into that big etcheles and cover it with artach and put it to the moit. Then the mizbech hachitza, and the same thing. They firstly with the medash and vidishnias mizbech, they take out the ashes, as we learned trimus adeshin. So of course, when you travel, you have to clean it up, so it's not going to like pour all over. Put it on top beged agumah. So this is a lower level. We'll notice that there's also levels in these and these things. The Urim was covered with parochas itself, which was made from tcheles agumah lasun and so on. The next level of kailim, the menorah, the shulchan, and the mizbech hazav were covered with tcheles, and the mizbech hachitza is covered with a beged agumah, which is one level lower than tcheles. They put in it all its utensils that service it, the machtes, the mizlogos, the yom, the mizrokos. They put on top of their artachash. All of them get the artachash on top. And put the badim, and then they finish covering everything. Now, after all of this, the Bnei Kasket come. For the Igual HaKodesh, they shouldn't touch the Kodesh, and then they will die if they would have touched the Kodesh. This is the avodah of the Bnei Kahas, the Masa Bnei Kasar, the carrying, the things that they carry in the Ohel Moed. Now, Elozer, we discussed earlier, Elozer, and the children of Ahan had also jobs. Elozer ben Hanak, and his job is to take care of the oil itself, the ketores, and the oil, and the minchas atumah. There was a tumah mincha, remember, minchas chavitin that we made, and the shana mishcha. So in other words, the levim take care of the kailim, but the avodah itself, or the shemen, the mincha, the things that they do the avodah with, that is something that the kehanim have to take care of. So it's a higher level. And now, since we discussed that this whole thing is a huge amount of care, of protection, how nothing should touch the Kodesh and so on. So we have a specific mitzvah just talking about this. And Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, "Al tachrisu shevet mishpachas kasiv dechlim." Don't let the shevet of kasi, the internal shevet kas. Right now, interesting that they're called shevet again, because shevet is the levi, and now kas is also called the shevet. Don't let them be cut off from the levim, because if they will, they're doing a very dangerous job, so to speak. They have the most dangerous job. So therefore, you have to make sure that all of this is done correctly, and it's really just another hazara that all this is done correctly. If you want them to live and not die, when they come to the Kodesh HaKodesh, Maharan's children should come and put each of them on his work, on his master. Just like a special warning for Aharon and his children to make sure to come and do all of the things that we discussed before the Levim come. If they will come and if they will touch or see or something like that, they might die. So that's... And here is also the end of Parshas HaMidbar. Whoever cut up the Parshas, I have no idea why they cut it up here, because this is a clear continuation. Same thing from Bnei Gershon. Now we're going on to Nesiyas Rosh Bnei Gershon. To count them, there's the same language, so we're not going to repeat it. Now we give the Avodah of Bnei Gershon, also the Avodah and the Masas. They carry, as we said before, the Irias, all the fabric parts, and the Musach, and the fabrics of the Chutzar, and all the parts of them. And there isn't any explanation of how it's done, because it's pretty obvious. There isn't any special halachas of this. And now we have one, the addition is that Aharon and his children, they command all of this. So, like we said before, Aharon and his children have to give the avodah of Kahaz. They give them that, they cover it. So, same thing for Gershoni. Although there isn't that, it's still, the Aharon and Ivanova is still in charge of it. It's Alpiham. It's according to their command, and they will take care of it. And that's Isamar that takes care of this. Okay. Now we talk about Meruri. Meruri, again, we have the same preface, Mishpachoysan, Mishlashin Shana, and so on. What do they do? As we said, they carry all the wooden parts, so to speak, of the Mishkan, the Kroshim, and the Amudim of the Chotzen, and everything related to that. And they will also be commanded with names by Asomar. Asomar is in charge of the Avodah of the children of Merari. This is probably a bigger job because it's a lot of wood, a lot of things to carry. And B'Shemes Tifkidei will be counted by names, as we said. All these counters that does my names, and probably each name gets his job. You know, Meruri, Isama's job was to say, you know, you, Ploy, Ben something, Ben Meruri, your job will be to carry this Kedesh and so on. That's the story of the Siyas Noish Bnei Levi. Now we get the story of the Pekuda Bnei Levi, again, counted not from 1 month as before, which was for the purpose of the Pidyon HaBechayrim, but for the purpose of the Avodah. So that's a new Pekudim. That's why it's not, I said that it's double. It's not really double. It's just maybe somehow this could have all been combined, but it's a new thing. And the Yifkad Moshe of Har Nesiyo Eda, they count the Kehosi, again, from 30 to 50, and they end up with the amount of 2,750 people. That's Kehos. For Geshen, they do the same thing. They end up with the amount of 2,630. For Merud, they do the same thing. They end up with the amount of 3,200 people. And this is the end. There's an end there. Elif Kudimesh Pres Merudi. For each one, there's the beginning and the end there. And total of the Levium, all of them together, comes out to be 8,580, right? This is a lot less than the count of the Levium with the Bechorim, which came out to 22,000, or with their children. So it's interesting to see the ratio of children to higher ages, or not only children, right? Also older people. But the Avoid was only 8,580 people, and each one of them was appointed on his avodah, on his masa, as Hashem commanded Moshe. That's the end of this whole series of Pekudim.